Living with diabetes and visual impairment. Monitoring. Table of contents. 1. Monitoring blood glucose. 5 frequently asked questions. 2. Talking blood glucose meters. 3. Talking blood pressure monitors, weight scales, and thermometers. Monitoring your blood glucose when you have visual impairment. 5 frequently asked questions. When you have diabetes, your good health depends on your ability to both monitor and understand your blood sugar, as well as your blood pressure, weight, and body temperature. If you have vision loss, there are a variety of large print and talking blood glucose meters, blood pressure monitors, thermometers, and weight scales available, with newer, more advanced models frequently becoming available. The AFB provides regular evaluations of the latest devices. Below are a few guidelines for the care and use of these items. 1. What is a normal blood glucose reading? Your blood glucose, blood sugar, will fluctuate throughout the day. However, it should remain within a certain range. Currently, there are 2 sets of blood glucose recommendations in the United States: the American Diabetes Association, ADA, guidelines, and the joint recommendations of the American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists, AACE, and the American Association of Diabetes Educators, AADE. ADA recommendations for adults. Blood glucose before eating, 90 to 130 milligrams per deciliter. Peak blood glucose after eating, 1 to 2 hours after a meal, less than 180 milligrams per deciliter. A1C, a blood test done in the doctor's office, less than 7.0%. AACE and AADE recommendations for adults. Blood glucose before eating, less than 110 milligrams per deciliter. Peak blood glucose after eating, 1 to 2 hours after a meal, less than 140 milligrams per deciliter. A1C, a blood test done in the doctor's office, less than 6.5%. All 3 of these organizations emphasize that their recommendations are general guidelines. People with diabetes should work with their doctors and diabetes educators to decide what blood glucose goals are best for them as individuals. 2. How do I set my goals? Start by discussing options with your doctor. In general, keeping your blood sugar close to normal helps prevent complications. However, you want to keep it high enough to avoid hypoglycemia. For many people, if the blood glucose has been high, it is best to bring it down gradually. 3. What should I consider when purchasing a blood glucose meter? If you have visual impairment, your first consideration is accessibility. Can I read and use it accurately? When considering a large print meter, check out the size of the numbers on the display and whether the contrast between the print and the background is strong enough for you to read it easily. Minimal glare and the display's backlighting are also important considerations. Please note, take extra precautions if your eyesight fluctuates. This is common among people with diabetes-related vision problems. Your vision may be lowest when your blood sugar is highest, and the need to read your monitor is critical. Be sure you can read your meter accurately when your vision is poorest. If in doubt, choose a talking meter. 4. Will any talking meter do? You will want to weigh your decision carefully. You will want to determine how you will handle your monitoring if certain features are not accessible, since not all talking blood glucose meters are created equal. Here is a convenient checklist of 18 features for a talking meter that is truly accessible. 1. The instructions for the meter are available in a recorded format. 2. The meter speaks or makes some other noise when it's turned on. 3. A calibration code is not needed, or the meter announces the calibration code number on the batch of disposable strips you use to obtain a blood glucose reading. 4. If a calibration code is needed for each batch of strips, it can be discovered non-visually. 5. The voice is clear and medium-pitched. 6. The meter can be used with an earphone for privacy. 7. The meter announces the time and date, and they can be set non-visually. 8. The buttons to operate the meter are distinctive, either by placement or by shape. 9. The opening for the placement of the strip is easy to feel. 10. It is easy to feel which end of the strip to place in the meter. 11. It is easy to feel the location for the drop of blood on the strip. 12. Only a very small drop of blood is necessary for an accurate reading. 13. The meter does not give false low readings when too little blood has been applied. 14. The memory of the meter is accessible by voice and includes dates and times of all readings. 15. The meter speaks or makes some other noise when it is turned off. 16. The meter turns off automatically if there is no activity for several minutes. 17. Strips are readily available. 18. The meter and the strips can be purchased from suppliers that bill Medicare or other health insurance providers. 5. Will Medicare or other insurance pay for my meter? Medicare pays for talking blood glucose meters billed under a special code number that allows a higher level of payment than non-talking meters. Most private insurance companies will also cover your talking blood glucose meter. However, each policy is written differently, and some may require you to use a particular brand of meter. Contact your insurance company for clarification. Talking blood glucose meters. There are many currently available blood glucose meters that have at least some speech function. Brand names include Advocate ReadyCode, CleverCheck, Embrace, Perfect 3, Prodigy AutoCode, and VocalPoint. All of these meters are small, inexpensive, highly portable, and fit easily into a shirt pocket or purse. In addition, they feature clear, easy-to-understand recorded human speech that reads the results of your blood glucose measurement aloud through a built-in speaker with adjustable volume levels. These meters are available with voices that speak in either English or Spanish. While relatively easy to use, the meters listed above do not offer speech output for every function they provide. For example, you cannot set the time and date or access the memory through the speech function. These meters can be useful to someone with mild vision loss and the ability to read large print. However, a person who needs to rely on audio feedback will not be able to operate these meters independently. Fully accessible talking blood glucose meters. At the time this recording is made, there are 3 fully accessible talking meters on the market with speech supporting every function. They are the Fora V20, the Prodigy Voice, the Solo V2. All 3 meters meet the accessibility requirements listed in the section 5 Frequently Asked Questions. They each have slightly different features than the others, such as other languages available and download capabilities. This is a rapidly changing market. Other accessible meters are in development. For a current list, see the product search section of the website of the American Foundation for the Blind. For more information about talking meters, access World AFB's online magazine that reviews accessible technology has 2 articles about how usable the talking blood glucose meters are. The titles are Diabetes and visual impairment, new talking blood glucose monitors enter the market from March of 2007. And diabetes and visual impairment, an update on the blood glucose monitor market from January of 2008. These articles review the features of the monitors that were available when they were written. Although newer monitors are now available, the evaluations can help a person decide whether newer meters will be accessible. To find these articles on the internet, search their titles using any search engine. For more information about purchasing talking blood glucose meters, the American Foundation for the Blind has a product guide on its website. Go to AFB's homepage at afb.org under Quick Links. Click on the link for product search, or you can call the American Foundation for the Blind at 1-800-232-5463. Monitoring your blood pressure, weight, and temperature. When it comes to avoiding dangerous complications from diabetes, controlling blood pressure is at least as important as controlling blood glucose. In the case of those with type 2 diabetes and those who have high risk for heart disease, some researchers think that controlling blood pressure is even more important to overall health. This means that home monitoring of your blood pressure can be an important part of your self-management. What should be my blood pressure goal? Blood pressure fluctuates throughout the day. When measured after you've been sitting quietly for at least 5 minutes, your blood pressure should be less than 130 over 80. What should I consider when choosing a large print or talking blood pressure monitor? Home blood pressure monitors are widely available at your local medical supply store or pharmacy. To ensure accurate readings at home, when choosing a monitor, you will need to consider three factors: accuracy, cuff size, and technique. In general, meters that measure blood pressure on the upper arm tend to be more accurate than those using the wrist or a finger. Look for a monitor that has been validated. There are several organizations that do this. Ask your doctor or diabetes educator for a recommendation for a validated blood pressure monitor. Also ask them to tell you your cuff size. After you buy the monitor, review how to use it properly with your diabetes educator. Can I get reimbursed for my blood pressure meter? Currently, Medicare does not provide payment for blood pressure meters, but some private insurance companies will cover the expense. However, each policy is written differently, and some may require you to use a particular brand of meter. Contact your insurer for clarification of their policy. Available talking blood pressure meters. There are numerous talking blood pressure monitors available designed to be used on the upper arm. Brand names include Anova, Homedics, LifeSource, Mabus, Truly, and Viridian. Access World, AFB's online magazine that reviews accessible technology, has an article from 2004 about talking blood pressure monitors. The title is Diabetes and Visual Impairment: Are Home Blood Pressure Monitors Accessible? Although newer monitors are now available, this evaluation can help a person decide whether newer meters will be accessible. To find this article on the internet, search the title using any search engine. For more information about purchasing talking blood pressure meters, the American Foundation for the Blind has a product guide on its website. Go to AFB's homepage at afb.org under Quick Links, click on the link for product search, or you can call the American Foundation for the Blind at 1-800-232-5463. Weight scales. Appropriate weight loss is another important goal when managing your diabetes. Shedding as little as 5 to 10% of excess pounds can make a huge difference in bringing your blood glucose, blood pressure, and cholesterol numbers to acceptable levels. Large print and talking scales are widely available. Be sure to test products in the store before you buy. Talking thermometers. Although not needed on a daily basis, it's a good idea to keep a talking thermometer on hand in case of illness. Mouth and ear varieties are inexpensive and are available at your local pharmacy.